Hi, this is Sandra Bernhard. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Listeners in the New York City area can meet Alexis Hunter on Monday, October 18th at the historic Stonewall Inn in New York City, beginning at 3 p.m. That day, Alexis will be signing copies of Joy Lansing, A Body to Die For, plus she'll be participating in a question and answer session along with Vincent DeSalvo, the producer of the upcoming miniseries based on Joy Lansing, A Body to Die For, and Joseph Doherty, the screenwriter of the upcoming miniseries of Joy Lansing, A Body to Die For. You can also follow Alexis on Facebook through her handle, Rachel Lansing. I'm very, very happy for you. It's difficult to get anything made, and the second edition is coming, and the miniseries are coming. A lot of very exciting things are happening for you, Alexis, and we're very, very happy.
Oh, thank you, honey. I am overjoyed. I mean, I've always, when I wrote the book, I had always hoped that it would be a film, because I want more and more people to know Joy. And I also want to, you know, it's one of my passions to stop the use of silicone injections, mm-hmm. because I know they contributed greatly to her death. And that's why the title of the book, A Body to Die For, the competition in Hollywood was and is still so great. I mean, she was up against Monroe and Mansfield and Mamie Van Doren and Diana Doris and all those sex symbols. And it was so important to her to be the most beautiful, the most voluptuous. And so she, unfortunately, had the silicone injections, which made her breasts, you know, quite large. Mm-hmm. And I think they destroyed her. They helped destroy her, if nothing else. I want to stop the use. Now they're injecting, because of the Kardashians, the obsession with having a large bottom, I don't know what else you want to call it,
I think you nailed it.
Thanks very much. Thank you very much. And
this is a we do try to be family friendly on our program.
Yes, we are. So I'm not going to say anything else. So a lot of women, instead of having implants, are having silicone injections because it's cheaper and you don't have to have surgery. And unfortunately, so many women are having to have other surgeries to have it removed,
yeah.
because it migrates. Women are having great big lesions. It is hideous. I've seen some of the surgeries. I've seen some of the things that happened. There's a doctor in Florida, Dr. Gallarani, I believe his name is. He removes the silicone, and it is an absolute mess because it doesn't stay in one place, Ed. It goes everywhere. In fact, when I was with Joy, we were in New York, and I went to a doctor, her doctor, Dr. Risch, and I had one injection of silicone. One. It didn't do anything. It didn't make me any larger. All it did was make me lose my breasts in 1976. And I'd had, like, I think, 7 surgeries, reconstruction, and the last surgery I had was to remove the majority of the silicone that was still in my chest, and because my body was always fighting to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a foreign object, so I have had a lot of health issues from that point, from that one stupid mistake in my life when I was, like, 21 or 22.
Yeah, it's a very difficult decision to make. You have to decide, okay, is undergoing this injection, I mean, this may help me now, but if it affects my body and causes complications and causes illness, is it worth it? You have to weigh all of that stuff. And
it's not worth it, Ed, and it's illegal.
Yeah.
It's absolutely illegal to have silicone injections in your body, but it's being done. Some doctors are doing it on an experimental basis, and then they have pumping parties. Priscilla Presley had it in her face, and she's had to have surgeries to remove it. It is awful. And if one person out there is listening and thinking about having a silicone injection, please don't do it. Contact me. I'll tell you. I'll let you know how hideous it is and all the pain and misery that I've had to deal with just to get rid of it. Please don't do it. That's all I can say is please don't.
Joy Lansing, A Body to Die For, serves as a cautionary reminder of the risks involved in plastic surgery and silicone injections. It is also the story of Alexis's relationship with Joy Lansing, a relationship that they had to keep quiet given the turbulent period of 1968-69. Joy Lansing, A Body to Die For, revised second edition, will become available in October of 2021. Is it a different publisher or is it the same publisher?
No, it's the same publisher. And what is added are some really cool photos no one's ever seen. And there's another chapter at the end. I mean, people have asked me, well, what happened to you? You know, what happened in your life? And I address a lot of these different things. What happened after Joy died? So it answers questions. And I'm very excited about the new edition. Very excited.
New edition available through Bear Manor Media beginning in October. And as we mentioned, Alexis will be signing copies of Joy Lansing, A Body to Die For, at the historic Stonewall Inn in New York City on Monday, October 18th. She will also read from Joy Lansing, A Body to Die For, plus there will be a question and answer session involving Alexis. Joseph Doherty, the screenwriter writing the miniseries adaptation of Joy Lansing, A Body to Die For, and producer Vincent DeSalvo. There will also be music that night at the event that is appropriate both to the subject of the book and the era of the book. And again, you can follow Alexis on Facebook. You can contact her through her handle, Rachel Lansing. Alexis, always fun to talk to you. I look forward to our next conversation.
I love it. Thank you so much, Ed. You are an angel.
Then Veronica Red will join us. We come back on TV Confidential.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who are you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
Part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. for more information on how they can help you.